KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. That was Chuck Prophet with First Came the Thunder off a great new album called Wake the Dead. The album actually came out in October of last year, but it's new enough. And joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Chuck Prophet. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks. Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me here.
It's a pleasure. I was just checking the archives, and last time you were here in the studio and last time we talked was May 15th, 2019. And, well, since then, a lot of great stuff has happened. Lots of great music came out on your end, including the great album, The Land That Time Forgot. And a lot of that album was recorded with some of our neighbors here in the Hudson Valley. And you recorded some of that album in Catskill as well.
Yeah, much of it, actually. yeah, I mean, it's a gestation story like most, you know, records. I had some songs. I started recording in San Francisco, and we just couldn't really get our mojo going.
So what brought you from San Francisco to the Hudson Valley?
Well, I took a step back from the record and wrote some more songs, and I happened to be out playing a solo tour. And Kenny Siegel over at a studio called Old Soul, which is a massive house on the historical registry there in Catskill.
Yeah.
He has a studio, and he invited me to come by and do a little recording, somewhat informal, and he invited some local musicians, and I don't know, we just hit it off, and I really wanted to make that kind of record where everybody's playing live and I'm singing live, and it seemed like a good place to do that, and Kenny seemed like a good co-conspirator.
Yeah, well...
So I came back.
Yeah.
I came back and spent some time living there and walking down, up and down Main Street every day. And
yeah.
Fell into a groove with a lot of great local musicians.
How cool. That's super cool. And, well, it is a, you know, wonderful place to spend some time. So we're glad you chose to do that. And I was unaware that you were living in Catskill for a little bit. That's so cool.
Well, I can't really say I was living there. Yeah, I mean, okay. I was living at the studio.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, Kenny and his band, Johnny Society, and all the cast of characters that hang around Kenny are super cool. So you got to play. And on the album, Land That Time Forgot, is Connor Kennedy. And he's our neighbor. We've watched him grow and explode as a musical giant that he is. And he toured with Steely Dan. And there he is, showing up at the studio with Chuck Prophet. So it was cool to see his name in the
absolutely.
Credits. So that was fun. And you all played live then for those cuts?
Well, we played, live on the... Everybody was playing at the same time. And we did very few overdubs.
Oh, cool.
And we tried to get a performance of everybody, it was a great place to do that. Nobody was in a hurry.
Right on.
And I fell into a groove.
Some great songs on that album. And, well, it sounds cohesive. It doesn't sound like it's left coast, right coast. It sounds like it's all one great album. And you did a great job exploring a lot of different themes on the album. And I know at one point I was super expressive in my delight of the song Marathon. And I wrote a little letter to your record promoter, and you wrote one back to me and said, I agree.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, and I talked about, you know, how the parts of the song seem to be chasing one another, and the vocals and the male and female vocal counterpart, and that sometimes it's call and response, but the words change. And we talked all about it. You sent this amazing response that you wrote and said how much you agreed, which was kind of cool. So That was cool. And that was the last correspondence I had with my friend Chuck Prophet. And since that time, you put together a great album, which just came out, called Wake the Dead. And on the album, you collaborated with Kinsave, which is a cool cumbia urbana band from Salinas, California. And now you're out on the road. You're going to be at Daryl's house tonight with Chuck Prophet and his cumbia shoes. What's the same and what's different?
Well, we're going to play Chuck Prophet songs, but, you know, this is another kind of long story, but during lockdown, like so many people, I was sidelined, and, you know, it wasn't all bad. I mean, for one thing, it afforded me the time to do a lot of listening, which, you know, I have a pretty good appetite for music, but, you know, generally speaking, I'm trying to learn my own songs to go on tour, or I'm trying to, you know, learn songs to go into the studio or whatever. So I don't really have that kind of time to listen the way I used to when I was a kid, you know. And so I found myself listening to a lot of cumbia music. And then I got a health scare, and I found myself listening to a lot of cumbia music. And eventually, through my manager, he discovered these guys playing in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Kinsave, a band of brothers, like five brothers from Salinas. And I don't know if people realize it, but Salinas is on the central coast of California. Not a lot there, you know, but even though it's only about 3 hours south of San Francisco, when you get there, it's like the other side of the moon. You know, it's just it's a farming community.
Lots of cows.
Lots of cows, lots of farming, and you know, I found this group, and I used to follow them around. I was kind of a fanboy, and eventually I'd ask them so many questions. They said, Chuck, you know, if you want to come down and jam with us, you know, we got a house in the woods. Bring your amp; you can turn up as loud as you want. And you know, for an apartment dweller like me in San Francisco, I didn't hesitate. You know, and so. I started jamming with them. We played a couple gigs together. We played a hippie festival in Big Sur. We played a couple gigs in San Francisco. And you know, over time, I taught them some songs. I taught them an Eddie Cochran song. I taught them some of my own songs. They taught me things. Huh. And eventually we made a record called Wake the Dead, and we put that out last October. And we've been out touring behind it ever since. And it's been nothing but fun.
It's fantastic. The grooves and sounds that they put on the music is fantastic. Like the title track, Wake the Dead, has this boozy sounding guitar solo in it, which is super cool. The effects on the guitar and just the way it's presented within the song makes it indelible. It's so perfect. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Great job.
It's nice to talk to somebody who's paying attention.
Well, I'm always paying attention, Chuck. And we've been fans of yours here at the radio station for years and years. We've been playing you forever because we should. Your music is fantastic. The lyrics are great. You tell a story. You're able to get a little move in people's backsides, which is cool. And some of the songs are just so darn deep that you choke up. Other times you just want to throw on your cumbia shoes and dance.
Well, hopefully we'll have that effect tonight.
Yeah. What do you got in store?
Well, we've got a 6-piece band. We're going to play some old songs, some new songs, some a lot of stuff off the record, Wake the Dead, cumbia jams. And it's a really fun show and a really dynamic show. You know, there hasn't been a night on this tour since last October where we haven't, you know, been able to light a fire and get something happening.
Yeah, I saw some very electrifying clips on the internet, and you guys are doing a great job playing at theaters all around. We are so lucky, and we welcome you to Daryl's house in Pauling. Have you been there before?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I played Daryl's house. I played his show back many years ago. I think I was one of the first episodes. And then, in addition to that, we played Daryl's house several times since it opened, and we just really like it.
What did you get to play with Daryl?
Well, when they called me and asked me if I was would be available to do it, they were taping it in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
And I was in the Econoline van heading from San Francisco to Austin, which is about a 25-hour commute, by the way. Oh. And I said, well, yeah, I'd love to do it. And I picked a couple of my songs, and then they said, you know, they'd like for you to pick a cover that you can do together. And I was thinking, oh, maybe like a David Bowie thing, you know, could be kind of cool when David Bowie was in his Philly Soul era. Mm-hmm. And Daryl's music director said, yeah, I wouldn't bring that up to Daryl.
Wow.
I said, okay. And then, gosh, eventually I dug up a song, Hey You, A Soul Sister by Alan Toussaint.
Oh, okay.
And so we learned it on the spot, you know. Somebody wrote the chords down and put the words into a teleprompter, and Daryl was so quick on his feet.
Wow.
You know, he's just such a friggin' musical guy that we did that song, and he loved it.
Cool.
He just loved it. You can find it online.
Oh, super cool.
Even when I watch it, it lifts my spirits.
Well, that's good to hear.
Even with all the mistakes.
Well, I'm sure it must have been a treat, and it's always, you know, people who we grew up listening to their music and then we get to, like, hang out and jam with is always an exciting event.
Oh, it was incredible. It was an incredible experience. It was like getting shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
I drove that van right into the, you know, into the hotel parking lot, and they came and they found me and they said, let's go, they're waiting for you. And we got into an elevator and we went up into a room, and you know, I plugged in my guitar and we were off and running. It was incredible.
Super cool. Well, tonight you won't be able to relive those moments. You'll make brand new ones at Daryl's House Club, which kind of looks like the TV show. And of course, it's nice and down homey inside. The sound is amazing. The sight lines are incredible. There's screens all over, so you can't miss anything, which is super cool.
You're absolutely right.
Yep. Now, Chuck Prophet and his Cumbia Shoes are starting off at 8 o'clock this evening at Daryl's House in Pauling, darylshouseclub.com for tickets and further information. Chuck, how can folks stay in touch with you, keep tabs on you? What's the best way?
People are smart. Your listeners are smart. They can figure it out. I'm out there everywhere.
All right.
You know, got a website, you know, got a, on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, you know, follow me, I'll follow you back.
All right.
Let's get this relationship started.
Chuck Prophet, the one and only. Keep up the good work. We appreciate what you do. And, well, we seem to be bowled over with each new release.
Well, God bless you. It's hard to get the music out to the people. And, you know, community radio makes everything, makes so much possible. So we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Support.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And this is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Our guest this morning has been Chuck Prophet. Don't miss his show tonight at Daryl's House in Pauling, darylshouseclub.com. And check out chuckprophet.com and get further info about other dates coming up and going and all you need to know. Chuck, all the best to you. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
All right, cheers. Until next time.
All right, bye. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
S is for service. C is for commitment. R is for reliability. SCR.